You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome back to episode 2 of this special 4-part series recorded live at the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction, a day-long community reunion that took place back on October 3rd, 2021. Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS continues to be the philanthropic heart of Broadway, with every dollar donated at the Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction helping to provide life-saving medication, healthcare, nutritious meals, and emergency support for those living with HIV and AIDS, struggling with COVID-19, or facing other life-threatening illnesses in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Washington, D.C. In this second episode of our 4-part series, we bring you the conversations captured with some of Broadway's biggest names as they stopped by to generously lend their talents to the effort. Our first conversation is with Brig Burney, the Hamilton Company manager. He speaks to us about that amazing show and also gives us some insight on ATPAM, the Association of Theatrical Press Agents and Managers. Here he is in conversation with 4-time Tony Award winner, Dori Berenstein.
This is the Broadway Podcast Network from the Deck of Juniors and from the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Flea Market. And we're so happy to be here with a very special guest. Would you introduce yourself and your many, many hats?
Yes, my name is Brig Burney. By day, I'm the company manager of the musical Hamilton. And every year at the flea market, I chair my union's table at PAM, the Association of Theatrical Press Agents and Managers. So we're press agents, house managers, company managers.
And I just want to point out that I am aware that ATPAM almost always has the table that raises the most money.
Only 2 years ago were we number one, but we've been climbing. Our membership works on every Broadway show and many off-Broadway shows, and so we have access to lots of wonderful specialty items that aren't always available to the public, and we're thrilled to sell them at the flea market every year.
Well, let's back up for a minute, because what the press agents do, the company managers, they are the lifeblood of the Broadway shows. It could not exist without them. It's just a huge job. If you want to break it down and just tell us and explain what each member of ATPAM does.
Great. As a company manager, I'm in charge of the day-to-day business affairs of running the show. So it's all the behind-the-scenes things that the public doesn't need to be aware of. Payroll, union benefits, bills, transportation, details, coordination. House managers are staffed the front of house of all the Broadway theaters, so ticket takers, ushers, people who empty the trash, they deal with the box office staff, all of that. Press agents handle publicity for all the shows, interviews. Anytime an actor in a Broadway show makes a public appearance or does an interview or something in print, a press agent is there to help facilitate that. So it's all behind the scenes stuff.
It's all behind the scenes that makes all everything in front of the scene possible, because you guys work around the clock. I am just constantly in awe with how hard your members work, because it's, you know, the needs of these shows are and the needs of the cast members and the crew and everything to keep the show getting all the press possible. It's an around-the-clock job.
It is,
it's incredible.
My day is about starting around 10 a.m. Then I go to the theater about an hour before each show, check in with everybody, get bills signed off on, do all the fun things, and then I'm there for about a half an hour into the show, because we have to sign a box office statement every night. House managers are there through the end of the show until the theater's completely clear, and press agents could be at, you know, Stephen Colbert in the afternoon and a morning show at 4 in the morning and everything in between. So it's a lot.
And you have, you're just on a small little show right now.
Right, yes. We can't get any publicity, Dori.
No, it's terrible, you know. It's just few people are showing up there.
Right. I must tell you, it was a huge yet joyous job of reopening the show. It took a Herculean effort by probably 1,000 people, and dealing with all the COVID regulations and testing and cleaning and keeping everybody safe, that's been a huge extra layer on top of just running the show.
And let's talk a little bit more about your table, because for all the folks that are listening, that are coming to the flea market this afternoon, where are you? What street are you on?
We are on West 45th Street in front of the Schoenfeld Theater, where Come From Away is playing. We have 80 feet of space because we have so much stuff to sell. And we have things from every current show, many old shows, playbills going back to the 30s and 40s, all kinds of stuff, t-shirts, sweatshirts, souvenir programs, opening night gifts. Our membership has been so incredibly generous during this pandemic. People cleaned out all their storage facilities and got out of office leases and things like that. And so we have truckloads of stuff.
And the crowds here are just incredible. I'm so excited that everybody is showing up to the flea. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous day.
Yes.
You know, and this is the perfect place to spend your Sunday. Everybody should.
Absolutely. And I think there's so many people that love coming to the flea market and supporting Broadway Cares. This is really all about Broadway Cares. And they've missed it last year because of the pandemic. It was canceled. They did a virtual version in a much smaller fashion, but not the same feeling as this. And I think people are hungry to see live theater anywhere, they have missed the flea market. They love it. It's a day you see people. You only see people come up to me and like, hi, I haven't seen you since last year. And how are you doing? And it's great. It's a wonderful community feeling. We're all doing this together and supporting each other and having a great time.
Yeah, and it's for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. And couldn't be a more impressive organization that has done so much for so many people for so long.
Yes, absolutely. 100% dealing with anyone dealing with HIV or AIDS, of course, all over the country and in many places all over the world, like the cast of The Lion King requests that money go to certain charitable organizations in Africa. Each show kind of has attached onto a different group, and so Broadway Cares helps firefighters fighting fires on the West Coast. They help people who are in areas where tornadoes or hurricanes come through, where there are theaters and theater communities, and so their money goes all over the world. We're so fortunate to be able to help them do such amazing work. I've volunteered for them 25 plus years at least, on this day especially, and I just love it. They you call them and you need something and they step up big time.
And isn't it wonderful how all the shows, just like Broadway Cares needs something, Broadway Cares has an event, everyone is so passionate about helping out and being there for Broadway Cares.
They're great. They're smart. They're kind. They are thankful. After every one of these events, anything I do for them, I get a lovely note, an email, a phone call. I'm sure they're doing that for hundreds of people. It's great to be appreciated, but it's just something we all want to be part of. Like, why would we not?
Absolutely. And so grateful to At Pam and all that all of your members do for the community and all the contributions that they've made to make your table super special at the flea market today. Everybody should go check out the At Pam table.
On West 45th Street, in front of the Schoenfeld Theater. We're here.
So great to see you. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dory, so much. Great to see you.
We'll be visiting your booth a little later.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At every Broadway flea market, there is always a big stage hosted by some amazing names, whose purpose is to hold a silent auction throughout the day, auctioning off some of Broadway's best memorabilia. This past year, it was hosted by Broadway's own Jen Cody and Todd Buonapane. Here they are in conversation with Dory Berenstein.
Welcome, welcome. We are here at the Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Flea Market. And we're on the deck of the Fabulous Juniors restaurant. We're so happy to be here. And we have extremely special guests. For anybody who's here at the Flea, you have heard their voices and have seen them for years because they are like Jen. Well, I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself, but you will immediately connect with them right away. Jen, why don't we start with you? If you could just introduce yourself and also give us a little context for who you are in the Broadway community.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jen Cody. I have been a part of the Broadway community for a really long time, since gosh, I can't remember, 1994, I think.
That was Cats.
But more importantly, I have been a part of this silent auction here at Broadway Cares, I think since 2004. We can't really remember. Nobody's old enough to remember, which is really sad. But I come out every year and I do the silent auction, and it's like a 6-hour span of day, and we raise a lot of money, and it's fun to see the same people over and over again. There's two gentlemen that I see every year, and I always think, what does your house look like? Like, you've bought, like, I remember things that they have purchased, and it's just, I love being here, and I'm so glad that we're back.
Oh yeah, it is so great to be back, and so great that you're back doing the auction, and yeah, I've seen you on Broadway a million times. You are amazing. Please.
I'm Todd Buonapane. This is my first time hosting the auction, but I've always worked the flea market since I've been on Broadway, either with the shows I was doing or registering voters with our good friend Kirsten Wyatt. But I made my Broadway debut in 2005 in Spelling Bee, and yeah, and I've always been the Broadway Cares cheer captain. You know, I did the second year of Cinderella, and I came in and I said, what are we doing here? And they're like, well, our show doesn't do much. I'm like, well, it does now. So it's this day combines my two favorite things, like Broadway nerddom and generosity.
When Michael Goddard, who usually does the auction with me.
Used to do it.
He couldn't do it this year. And I was like, okay, who do I know that can talk constantly and knows a lot of trivia and would be fun to hang out with for 6 hours? I was like, oh, Todd. So there you go.
We did a show together many years ago off Broadway where I played a dog and you played a 6-year-old girl, right?
Yep. And it wasn't that long ago. I know it's odd, but
I am so sorry I missed that. I can't believe it. What show was that?
It was called Henry and Mudge. It was at the Lortel. It was Kerrigan and Loudermilk, and it was really good.
It was a great little show.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Well, I'm when you revive it, I'm there first in line. Let's talk about the incredible auction, because I am race to it every year. It's just amazing the kinds of amazing merchandise, paraphernalia, autographs, collectibles you guys have for sale. You know, anyone who is in the area that's listening to this, get yourself to Schubert Alley, because what you have on sale
is
incredible.
And we do different lots every half hour. So we do like 12 to 15 items. We auction them off, and then we move on to a different 12 to 15 items. And what I love about it is there's something for everyone. Just in the last lot, we auctioned off, what's his name's boots?
Oh, Keanu Reeves boots that he wore in a production of Hamlet in Canada.
Yeah, come on, that's crazy. And then earlier today, we auctioned off a plastic tray from Mean Girls on Broadway, signed by the cast, for $7,000.
That is our highest thing. And we also had an original souvenir program from the original Funny Girl, signed by Barbara Streisand, and it went for like $5,000 less than the tray from Mean Girls.
Tray from Mean Girls. So look, there's something for everybody.
You know, I was just thinking on my way here, I need a tray from Mean Girls. I can't believe I missed that.
And it's like a plastic tray. Maybe it took the owner like right back to high school and when you got your food on a plastic tray, because it was a plastic tray.
I mean, it was signed by the entire company and there was a picture, so it wasn't just a tray.
I know, but it was $7,000.
I know.
Oh my gosh. So in all of the fleas that you've done, are there a few moments, a few incredible things that you've sold, experiences, anything that come to mind?
Well, I have to say, I love when there's costumes from the shows, because I love to put them on. And one year I got to put on, I think, like a Glinda dress, and we had like the bedspread. Like, I remember that was like really cool.
Yeah. I want to put on a Technicolor dream coat. That's what I just hope comes up at some point.
I don't know if we got that this year. But my favorite part is seeing people walking through and bringing them up on stage. Like people walking through to their matinee, and you go, oh my gosh, it's so-and-so, come on up and talk to us. And that to me is
my
favorite.
Yeah, we just brought Brad Oscar and like, well, I don't remember his name, the boy from Doubtfire that's in John Mulaney and the Sack Lunch Bunch, who is amazing. So they
who was also one of the Charlies.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
And they, you know, we brought them on stage and they told us how rehearsal's going, and And it's hard. I was a little scared because will we recognize people with their masks on?
Yeah.
But we are.
And
we are.
I was worried there wasn't going to be a lot of people here. So it was so exciting to round that corner. I was saying to someone earlier, you always know when you come to the flea market that at like 9 o'clock, 8:30, there's already people trying to buy stuff at the tables, even though it doesn't start till 10, the hardcore. And I came around the corner today and I was like, oh, I wonder if they were here. And I was like, yay, we're
absolutely
back.
we have this autograph book that was from like the 40s, and it had like Jimmy Durante,
Albert Einstein.
I mean, there's
did
just
you know Albert Einstein signed autographs?
What? Did you already auction that off?
Yeah, we auctioned it off.
Oh, I missed that.
Crazy.
Yeah. That is amazing. Oh my gosh. Well, it's you know, there David Lachey was just talking with us, and they had a line in the beginning, and you know, for the tickets that they raffle off to Broadway shows, or not raffle off, but they have their wheel.
Right?
Yeah, the Tix Picks, and they're sold out already.
Wow.
You
really?
Do have to get here early.
Yeah.
You know? But the good thing is that with your auction, it goes all day.
All day.
And so you have all these new lots that are coming up over the next...
Right.
Every half hour.
Great things coming.
O'clock.
And a secret here is a lot of these tables, sometimes you withhold things. You keep things under the table so you can keep putting stuff out. That's a smart way to like keep your table popular.
Absolutely. And the auction that you do, the silent auction, raises so much money.
So much money. I'm hoping, I can't remember what our total was 2 years ago, but it was really high. So I'm hoping to rival that this year.
And is there a component that is online now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we have online
bids
coming in.
Tell us about that.
So I think it went up a couple weeks ago, actually, the lots went up, and so there's bids that we follow, and someone will say, like, I'm willing to go up to $1,000, and so we keep bidding, and they also are a part of it, which is probably, for me, it's frustrating for the people that are sitting there, and they're like, wait, how much is it going up to? I thought I had it, because I saw my name on the thing, but...
But it's also fun, the Mean Girls tray was between two internet voters, so it was just a Broadway Cares employee being like, $4,000, $4,500, $5,000, just one person going up and up because he had how high those bids would go. Yeah. It's really exciting.
That is so cool. But it's also, it's nice that, you know, people this year, particularly because of, you know, COVID, that aren't able to be here, that typically come to the flea market, they can still be part of it. So I think that's really, really great. And I would think that for the big auction, the grand auction
the
that's
going to
happen. Could you tell us what time and where people go?
I don't know. We're
done. We're done at 4, so I think it's like 5 o'clock. And it's right here, I think.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because it
Super
says
down.
Grand auction up there, right? So, oh, wait.
I think they need us back.
Can
they
you
need
tell us,
back.
Dan, what time does the grand auction start? 5 o'clock. Here in Schubert Alley. No. Over in the plaza, Times Square, 5 o'clock, sorry.
Be there. Everybody, thank you both
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you
so much, Dory.
Everybody, go over to the silent auction and spend your money. It's just for such an important cause. Thank you all.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Last up in this amazing episode is Andrea Kohler, who is one of the co-founders of the Broadway Makers Alliance, which is a collection of creatives from Broadway and beyond who develop the arts-based small businesses through education, connection, and community.
Hello, we are live at the Broadway Flea Market right now in front of Juniors, literally at Juniors. And I'm here with the founder of the Broadway Makers Alliance. And talk to me a little bit about the Broadway Makers Alliance.
So about 5 years ago at BroadwayCon, a bunch of vendors found themselves talking with each other and realized we were all doing very similar things and reinventing the wheel of figuring out how to do a small business all by ourselves. And we were like, this is silly. Why don't we work together? And we created something called the Broadway Makers Alliance. And so it's a small, young, scrappy, and hungry collection of makers, but we have 65 members now, and they range anywhere from podcasters to journalists to people who have product-based business. So Scenery Bags is a part of the alliance, so is Coloring Broadway. And we have a whole bunch of different vendors across that run the gamut.
Okay, you mentioned Coloring Broadway. I see you're supporting that shirt that you have on there.
I am supporting that, and I am also the founder of Coloring Broadway.
You're just doing everything. You founded everything.
I need a few more projects on my plate, so I figured let's do all the Broadway things.
Amazing. Talk to me about Coloring Broadway.
So Coloring Broadway, for me, I do leadership training in my day job because I can't have enough jobs. And I love the blending of mindfulness and musical theater, taking those lyrics that we love and spending a little bit more time with them, thinking about how they resonate with us and why they resonate with us, and being able to, you know, just enjoy them and add a little creativity. So we started with a few collections of just, hey, let's throw some lyrics into coloring sheets. And now we have over 45 different collections.
Wow.
It's a lot now, and stickers and all sorts of random things.
And this is all under the umbrella of the Broadway Makers Alliance.
So Coloring Broadway is a member of the Broadway Makers Alliance, and it was myself and Jen from Scenery Bags and Kirsten Wrinkle, who runs in Trans Theater Talk, that are the leadership team behind Broadway Makers Alliance.
Wow, that's incredible. And it's just a bunch of Broadway fans, basically.
It really is. It's people who took their passion for Broadway and turned it into some sort of business.
Yeah.
Like Beltline for Broadway, who is over there doing some filming right now.
Amazing.
Hello.
Hi.
Lauren, she is a phenomenal theater enthusiast and a reporter and does amazing interviews. And so she's part of the Broadway Makers Alliance as well. So it's both product makers and other people who
There's
take
a little
it.
Bit of everything going on. I love that. Well, congrats. That's huge. Tell me, a lot of that just making... You're turning your love to Broadway and making it kind of a business and kind of making some fun out of it reminds me a lot of the Broadway Flea Market. So how excited are you to be here at the Broadway Flea Market?
This is our fourth year. So we actually launched Broadway Makers Alliance at Broadway Flea 4 years ago.
No way.
So this is our fourth birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday.
And it's been so great to watch it go from, I think we raised maybe like $1,500 or $2,000 the first year. The next year it was like incrementally increased. And I think at 1 year we topped out at like $5,000. So like we're just happy that these little businesses that could, that are doing their thing, are able to also give back and contribute.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, congrats. And what does Broadway Cares mean to you?
Broadway Cares means we get to have Broadway back. Right? Like the fact that Broadway Cares supports our artists, supports our entire theater industry, and allows us to help do what we do. And as theater fans who turned their love for Broadway into a business, it wouldn't be here without Broadway Cares.
Absolutely.
So we wouldn't get to do what we get to do without them.
Well, thank you for being here today supporting Broadway Cares and kind of giving your time to Broadway Cares.
We love it.
Yes.
I mean, our vendors have come from, we had some from overseas, so we had someone in London who sends some stuff, some Canadian. I'm from Seattle. Like, we all flew in from different places just to be here today. And oh my goodness, it's so good to see people in person.
I know.
And some we've gotten to meet each other for the first time in person. So this is like, these events are so golden for us.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's awesome.
Thank you for having us here.
Everyone, check out the Broadway Makers Alliance. Where can we find that?
So it's BroadwayMakersAlliance.com. We have a whole website where you can see all of the different makers. We have a few things left at the table, so come on by. I think there are a few things left. And then all of our different makers, you can click through from the Alliance to their sites.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much.
Awesome.
I appreciate
thank you
it.
Very
thank
much.
You for your time.
It was lovely meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thanks for listening to the second episode of the four-part BPN Live miniseries recorded at the 2021 Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS Broadway Flea Market and Grand Auction. Remember to mark your calendars because the next one is coming up fast on September 25th, 2022. For complete information and to find out more about the next Broadway Cares event, make sure to visit BroadwayCares.org. That's BroadwayCares.org. And for more great podcasts, radio plays, comedies, and behind-the-scenes action from your favorite industry, be sure to visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com and download our iOS app.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.